State Assembly candidate Anthony Brandisi. Anthony, good morning.
Good morning. Good to see you again.
So the assembly race, the election has been set for September 13th.
Absolutely.
And it's the same day as the primaries,
yes.
Right?
Yes, same day as the primaries.
So it's not really costing, it's not going to be really an extra cost like everybody was worried about.
It really shouldn't. I think that's what went into the governor's thinking, is hold it on the primary day. That way we won't have the same expense as holding a special election on a day where there's no, people won't be at the polls anyways.
Win, lose, or draw, will you be running for the next one?
You know, I'm going to tackle this one right now and then take things as they come. Right now I'm so focused on this election, I can't even think about losing.
Boy, that was a good response, Andy. You're like a seasoned vet in that. So you're excited. Has the anticipation kind of been gnawing at you? Be like, check it in your voicemails every day in the newspapers?
Well, I had to change the cell phone plan because the cell phone has been ringing off the hook lately. And I had to go with the unlimited minutes. But I really, the announcement that Commissioner DeCito was leaving the assembly and going to her new position was made back in February. You know, this is really something that we've been anticipating for a long time. We're glad to have a date now. And now there's a finish line, so to speak, and we can start the campaign full-fledged.
And you tied it into the Boilermaker.
That's right.
Look at that.
That's right.
It was nice.
Caught that little reference.
So, you know, it's been a while since, you know, you first came out, you were endorsed, so it's been a few months. It seems like it's been a year. Tell everybody about yourself and your background and why you decided to get into this race.
Absolutely. I'm 32 years old. I'm a resident of the city of Utica. I have a wife named Erica. I have two children, four-year-old boy, and I have an eight-month-old girl. I'm an attorney. I also serve on the Utica School Board. I really wanted to get into this. You know, the first time I thought about getting into state politics was after watching the budget process last year, what a fiasco that was.
Yeah.
And I really thought we really need some new faces, some fresh faces, some people who can think independently and go out there and work hard for the people that they represent. So that's when I first started to get into state politics. And this opening came up, and I decided to throw my hat in there. I think that we need some more young professionals taking an interest in the area, and that's why I got involved. I want to see some good jobs come to this area, and I want to make sure we're keeping the jobs that we have here.
It seems like this year it's almost a changing of the guard from the older politicians that have been around forever to some of the new, like you said, you know, the young blood, the young guns coming in here and try to turn things around for the area.
It's our area, too. We have a stake in it. You know, a lot of people that I knew in high school have moved away. It's unfortunate. I don't want to see people move out of this area to get a job. I want them to have the ability to get a good job, to find a good job in this area. And that's my main focus in this campaign.
You know, it's sad because I almost have to defend my decision to stay around here to my friends who's all moved, you know, Charlotte, Vegas, throughout the country. It's like, well, why are you staying there?
Absolutely.
What's left in Oneida County?
Yeah, to me, I tell them is this is the place I grew up. It's where I want to raise my family. I love this area. I want to see it move forward. I don't want to leave. I came back here after completing my education because I could think of no better place to raise my family.
It is a great place to raise a family.
Absolutely.
Like you said, you have, you know, a four-year-old, an eight-month-old. That's got to be a handful.
They are a handful. they're the apple of my eye, though. I love them both, and they keep me on my toes.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into my story last night because it's a long story, and I got very frustrated. Thomas the Train is the death of me. That's all I can say.
That's right.
God forbid you put down Thomas and Percy to go to bed.
Listen, the hardest part is when they take apart the train tracks and you got to rebuild the train tracks. You know,
that,
how many times do you got to do that?
I did it last night. Five times. He just had his birthday, so he got all these new train tracks. My mom got him this big fancy one that you have that could go elevated, and I'm sitting there.
Yeah.
I felt like an idiot because I can't figure out how to get his train tracks right where it could go up on a bridge and under a tunnel. I'm like, oh, man. So I get it together. It took me about a half an hour. We were sitting down there. And I go out to get a drink, and I come back, and he's got it all ripped apart.
Of course. Of course. You got to have an engineering degree to figure this out.
So a couple issues that went down just in the recent weeks were the big one was the closure of the Oneida County Jail over in Rome.
Yeah, yeah.
What's your thoughts on that?
You know, I was really disappointed to see that. I thought that we may have been spared, but it looks like Governor Cuomo decided that he wanted to close an Oneida Correctional Facility. I disagree with his decision. You know, I believe that there were other sites, specifically downstate, that they should have looked at. The prisons downstate, I think, could have got, they're easier to resell, I think. I think the property values down there are a little higher, and it would have been easier to resell some of the prisons down there for other uses. I'm not sure it's going to be very easy to sell Oneida Correctional Facility. So the most important thing, what's done is done. I understand the need to cut spending, but I wish he had looked other areas. I mean, we're a hub here in central New York, and I think we could have really built on that. The most important thing now, though, is we got to make sure that those workers are taken care of. We got to see if we can get them into the other three prisons in the area. And we need to get as much economic redevelopment aid from the state as possible. That is going to be one of the top priorities of the next assembly person. And I think that myself, being a Democrat in the assembly, I think I'm going to be in a better position to do that than my opponent.
We're speaking with Anthony Brandisi, the Democratic candidate for the state assembly seat. I think it was shocking that a lot of people that site got closed because it's really they do a lot of distribution. And the Sheriff Mitchell was here yesterday. They were talking about how his food gets they centralized everything right there, like
right.
The pharmacies, the food system. So you really can't resell that property. You got to chop it up, and you got this. There's really no way to do anything.
Well, you know, the governor promotes efficiency.
I think efficient.
That was one of the most efficient operations we had in the state,
mm-hmm.
along with the other three correctional facilities in the area. I disagree with the decision.
Yeah.
I really do.
And it's just like a large chunk of our economy is based around the correction system.
And we've taken so many hits over the last few years, and it seems like every time we start to get ourselves back on track, another bump in the road. It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate to the people of Rome. It's unfortunate to the workers that work there and the surrounding area. It's going to be a big loss for us.
Gay marriage. Marriage equality.
Yeah. It passed the legislature. I don't know if it's an issue that people in this district are entirely focused on. People are worried about jobs.
Yeah.
They're worried about spending. They're worried about taxes.
I hear you on that
one. I'm sure there's going to be some court challenges to it, but it is the law of the land now.
Yeah, and that's really it, right?
Yeah.
The other one was the property tax cap was set at 2%.
Yes.
Now, nobody wants to see high property tax caps or property taxes, and the big complaint from New York State is that they tax you to death.
Yep.
They get you coming and going.
Tax capital of America.
And so then it's released that to get around it, all you need is a supermajority of a vote of your local government. Like, we'll say Utica Common Council has to have 6 of the 9 members vote for it. That's a pretty big loophole.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to set it. You know what I'm saying? What's your thoughts on that?
It is a loophole. I don't think any person would be... It's not in the best interest of homeowners to override that. I think homeowners are hurting in this area. They're hurting all across the state. I was in North Utica the other night knocking on doors, knocked on a couple's door. They said, look, we find ourselves having to put more money into our mortgage escrow every year. Not
mm-hmm.
because the mortgage is going up. It's because taxes are going up. We're on a fixed income. We can't afford to stay in this house any longer because taxes keep going up. You know, homeowners need certainty. They can't have a fear that their taxes are going to be raised 15-20%. Now we have this 2% cap. They have some certainty. They know what their taxes are going to go up every year. And it's important. You know, like I said, New York cannot be known as the tax capital of the world. Homeowners need relief, and this tax cap is going to give it to them.
The ethics reform that the government's really pushing through, a lot of people said it wasn't strong enough.
Well, Albany's become a swamp lately.
Man, you ain't kidding. You never hear anybody say anything good about what's going on in Albany. For the last 10 years, really, it seemed like.
It's become a swamp. It's become, there's been like a crime wave of scandals going on in Albany. We need leaders who have integrity. We need leaders who people can trust. And it doesn't go far enough. You're right. That's a good point. But we certainly need ethics reform in New York State. It's these politicians have forgot who they work for. They work for the people. They don't work for the special interest. They represent the people of their district. That's who they should be beholden to, not special interest. I will be beholden to the people of my district.
Anthony Brandisi, he's the assembly candidate. Special election September 13th. What's the main thing you want to get? You want the voters to know about you as a person?
I just want them to know that this is going to be a full-time commitment for me. Like I said before, the most important issue on my mind is jobs. We have to find a way to keep jobs in this area, in this state. There was a study done last year that said, by 2018. The largest area of job openings is going to be in what's called middle skills jobs. These are jobs that require more than a high school diploma but less than a four-year degree.
Right, yeah.
It's your IT specialist. It's your aircraft mechanics, dental hygienist. The study went on to say that New York is really lagging behind in trying to fill these jobs. We just don't have enough in education to fill these types of jobs. Well, if we don't have the workforce to meet these demands, mm-hmm. then these jobs are going to leave the state.
Yeah.
So we need to make sure that we are forming partnerships with education and business leaders to try and make sure that we are doing everything we can to provide proper education for these job openings that are going to be happening in the next 5 to 10 years.
How do you ensure that the Nano Center comes to Marcy? We've heard a lot of projects promised here, and then they seem to all disappear.
Right. Right. It's another high priority on my list. I'm going to work with federal leaders, our local leaders, our state representatives to try and make this thing come to reality. It's very important. I went to school in Albany, so I've seen what nanotechnology has done for Albany all the way up through Saratoga and Malta. It's really transformed that area, and it could be a huge benefit to central New York and the Mohawk Valley. And I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure that comes to light.
What do you think about I'd like to get your opinion on the city ambulance service.
You know, I followed a little bit because I listened to the radio and I've been reading it in the newspaper. I think there's good arguments on both sides. I'd like to see what happens with these court challenges.
And there's going
to
be a lot of them.
There's going to be a lot of them. Whatever delivers the most efficient service at the best price to the people of the city of Utica, I'm going to support. Whether that's through a private enterprise or a municipal-run enterprise, whatever. I want people to get the best care at the best price, and that's what I would support.
New York State Assembly candidate Anthony Brandizzi, thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely.
Looking
Thank
forward
you.
To the election.
Thank you. Me too.
It's finally here.
Finally here.
And it just seems like every week it's like, okay, when's this election? But it makes sense. They're going to hold it on primary day.
Right.
And there should be a pretty big turnout.
I hope so. You know, turnout's very important. We want as many people to get out there and vote as possible. So we're excited about it.
One last question. How do you get the Republicans or the independents to say, you know what, I like this Brandizzi guy, I'm going to vote for him, even though he's not in our party?
Well, you know, I knock on every door, whether it's Democrat, Republican, independents, doesn't matter. And I tell them, look at my record on the school board. I'm a very fiscally conservative person. I voted against the school budget last year because it carried a tax increase and we didn't do enough to cut spending. That wasn't a very popular move for a school board member to do that. But I did it. So I think a lot of Republicans like my stance on the fiscal issues. And I think most of them are going to end up supporting me.
Anthony Brandizzi,